Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Our good friend, Eva Rosenberg, the Tax Mama, is here with her new book, Deduct Everything, the tax-reducing strategies inside so many different things on your personal life. Even if you're a business owner, all these things that she has in here are things that you need to know about. So I encourage you. This is a brand spanking new book, ladies and gentlemen. Eva, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you so very much.
You want to tell us how to get it?
Yes, you can get it anywhere books are sold. And if you want more information about the book itself, we have a website, deducteverythingbook.com.
All right, so check that
and
out.
And the book itself, we were working so fast to get it out, we didn't get the index into the book.
Oh.
So the index is available on the website over there for free. Just download the index and you'll see what's in the book.
Check that out. And so, all right, there's one thing we were talking about when we went to the break, and that is this charity thing. So if a Sunday school class decides to help a family and they donate money and the money's given to the church and the church helps the family, Is that deductible, or is that a problem?
Well, you know, you hear about this kind of thing all the time.
It happens all the time.
And on the news, they say, you know, make deductions, make contributions to this family who's had an accident or an illness. And I researched that several years ago when I was working on a MarketWatch column.
Right.
So I was wondering, how are they making this happen? And they can't.
Okay.
That's the thing. If you are raising funds for a specific person, even through the church,
mm-hmm.
it can't be a deductible contribution. You can raise funds for all accident victims or all people with cancer.
What if a group gives money all year long to go, they don't know who it's going to, and then at the end of the year, the church, somebody decides that this family is who needs it. But it's been aggregated all year long.
Right. You're making general contributions to a church fund that
right.
takes care of emergencies.
That's right.
General emergencies for people, and they decide which people get it.
Right.
And that's different. So
right.
the neat thing about the whole crowdfunding thing is that gets around this problem. People don't get a donation deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the end of the world, because no individual is making a huge contribution.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who desperately need the help get it without paying tax. So with the church, it has to be a general contribution. It has to be a general fund, not designated for a specific person, or the deduction gets blown, and that charity part of it is gone.
Right.
So
right.
that's what I'm loving though about setting up general emergency funds or using crowdfunding. That has been such a boon for
mm-hmm.
people who really have a problem.
Right.
And you're right. I've made contributions like that to somebody who was about to get evicted.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and they can't deduct the fees on the,
right.
on the account.
Right.
Because it's not income, but at least they get to keep enough all of the money that they need.
So what are some of the other tips that you got in the book? What about health care?
Well, health care, a lot of people don't realize that Medicare is deductible as personal health, as you know, self-employed health care. So that's a big deal. The other interesting thing about that
Medicare premiums are deductible.
Medicare premiums
yeah.
should be deductible as health
right.
as personal health insurance.
What about
self-employed?
Go ahead.
I'm finding that a lot of procedures, especially dental procedures these days, are so expensive,
mm-hmm.
and dental insurance doesn't cover those things. You can get some of those same procedures done offshore, some other country, where there are really great clinics, and you may
yeah.
have to stay there for a month until the whole procedure
right.
gets done. The entire cost might be deductible as health care costs, and including airfare and $50 a night.
Yeah, I got a break
lodging.
This number.
Hang on, hang on. $50 a night on lodging for yourself and a companion, okay? Huh. And the travel cost, the airfare and so forth, and the cost of the treatment, even if it needs to be for a month, is all going to be legitimately deductible
wow.
health care. And
really?
It's going to be cheaper.
Just because it's offshore?
Procedure. No, well, because you're traveling.
Ah.
But the procedure would still end up costing more than if you did it here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the procedure, doing it here, will cost you more than going offshore, paying
right.
travel, paying hotel and everything.
Right.
So yep. that's what's
but you
got to
but you got to check this out really good though, because I have a brain trust member who did exactly what you said
mm-hmm.
at the advice of one of her friends, and it turned out to be a nightmare. So
well,
you got to check it out. That's one thing.
If you don't do it correctly
right.
and go through the steps,
right,
you're going to lose the deduction.
You have to do this right. Well, this wasn't a tax nightmare. This was a tooth nightmare.
Oh, well, she picked the wrong place.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. No, that's what I'm saying. You got to be sure to check this out. All right, what are some other things? Anything new on health care that we didn't know about? Anything new we can deduct?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I keep running across is people who go into, you know, healthcare.gov to get their coverage and get the premium reductions. I had a client who did that last year and this year, and it ended up his income was higher. He ended up having to pay back about $3,800.
Wow.
You can reduce that by making a large contribution to your 401k or SEP plan.
Mm-hmm.
Wiped it all out.
Wow. Hold on to that thought. The book is called Deduct Everything, Brand Spankin' New, by our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the Tax Mama. DeductEverythingBook.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.